Hey there, welcome once again to Jazz Journeys, our podcast here on WAER.org. I am your host and music director here at WAER, Eric Cohen. And every time on Jazz Journeys, you never know what you're going to hear. And this time around, we are going to go behind the scenes with a very talented bassist, Mimi Jones, who was in Central New York back on the 25th of April. As WAER, in collaboration with National Grid and University College of Syracuse University, presented the annual Jazz and Wine fundraiser in partnership with the Community Folk Art Center. Now, Mimi Jones had played in Syracuse back in 2013 as part of Tia Fuller's ensemble at WAER's Jazz Appreciation Month concert. Well, this time around, Mimi was in town to showcase her individual talents as both a performer and a composer. Before Mimi took the stage at the Community Folk Art Center, Mimi was nice enough to stop on over to the WAER studios and join me live in the studio. And at the tail end of our interview, I put Mimi to the test, like I do all of the people I interview, and I put her under the microscope, and we did the segment known as Take 10, where I threw 10 random questions out at Mimi and told her, hey, very first thing that comes to mind, just let us know. She had no knowledge of the questions ahead of time, and we had a lot of fun with it. So that's what Jazz Journeys is all about this week. Take 10 with bassist Mimi Jones. And the first question I asked her, what was the very first record you can remember listening to? And she answered without hesitation.
Off the Wall, Michael Jackson.
Off the Wall, Michael Jackson. Favorite meal? Do you have a favorite meal? It could be something general, like anything with noodles or...
Chicken.
Chicken?
Some like satay chicken. Thai food.
Okay. All right. If you could transport yourself back in time to the 40s or 50s, tell me a jazz artist that you would have loved to have just spent a day with.
I would have loved to hang out with an early Miles Davis, you know, kind of like when he was up under Charlie Parker, because he was really cool.
Yeah.
And I really liked his playing then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would have been a good hang. Mm-hmm. All right, question four. Obviously, so many great songs have been written over the years, especially in the Great American Songbook, but pick a song that you love so much that you wish that you would have been the composer of that song.
Well, off the top of my head, Nothing Like You. And that's why I recorded it.
Oh, okay. All right. The Bob DeRoe.
Yeah, I love that song. But okay. But if you go a little later, it's really going to be like Nefertiti or something.
Wayne Shorter.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. And by the way, I had a chance to interview Bob DeRoe weeks back, who's 90 years old now.
Whoa.
And he just released the new record. So you and Bob are competing.
Okay, we got something going
competing
on.
Competing new albums. All right. We've got a few more to go. Favorite movie? Is there a favorite movie that Mimi Jones has?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, great choice. Great choice. I don't think anybody would dislike that movie. It's one of the all-time greats.
Yeah.
Question six. Best piece of advice that anyone has ever given you?
Tomorrow's a new day, you know, so... If you make a mistake, just shake it off, learn from it, and keep it moving. Don't, you know, fester on negative.
All right. Well said. All right. Question seven. Especially if you're in New York, you're working late, you get back to your apartment, and you have the munchies.
Oh, no.
What is Mimi Jones' favorite late night snack?
Oh, man, that's like everything. All kinds of corn.
You got to be more specific than everything.
Oh, man, that's like, what do you call it? I like veggie booties. You know, they're like, it would be the equivalent to like a cheese doodle, except it's like healthy.
Okay.
But any kind of like corn chip type anything crunchy.
Want to know what, you know, you're just chilling late at night after a gig.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Okay, you know. Very good. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got about 3 minutes. We have three questions to go. Artist and preferably somebody who's still living, but we can say, even if it was somebody who passed away, an artist that you would love to collaborate with someday.
Wow. Wayne Shorter.
I'm sure that's a long list. Yeah?
Yeah, that's like one that I definitely would love to do something with.
Okay.
If Jocko was alive, I would have wanted to do something
excellent
with him.
And all right.
Richard Bona.
Very good.
And Esperanza.
And Esperanza. All right.
Yeah. I think that one's going to happen. So
multiple answers to that question. All right. Next to last question. If Mimi Jones were not a musician, and a darn good one at that, you might have become a
dancer, painter, businesswoman of some type.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and maybe like some kind of vegan chef thing.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm part-time vegan.
Okay.
You know.
Part-time vegan.
Part-time. Okay. And it's convenient.
Very good. And last but not least, if you could drive, and maybe you've done this, cross-country from New York to LA, you can only pick one person, and you're driving. Who would you want in the passenger seat to enjoy that 3,000 mile journey with?
Wow, that's like a serious question. Oh no. Okay, well, one of my best friends, my husband Luis Perdomo, because he's fun and he likes to drive and he loves playing music while he drives, so it's a fun ride. And maybe my little sister Keziah. And maybe Camille Thurman. She's fun.
Okay, so I didn't know if you were going to stay strictly with family, but you decided to...
I veered off a little.
No, you veered off, and you...
But I covered myself.
Yes, you did.
Just in case they're listening.
Yes, you did. You think you and Camille would have a fun road trip together?
Yeah, we've done them already. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's... I love her. She's my sister.
Well, as you heard, it was a lot of fun grilling Mimi Jones on some different things that most people had not known about Mimi before we did that Take 10 segment. What we do know about Mimi Jones, though, is she has got an incredible future, and she's got a brand new album that has just recently been released. It's called Balance, and you can learn more about that album as well as where Mimi's going to be performing. At her website, MimiJonesMusic.com. The new release is available on Mimi's own label, Hot Tone Music. And you can also follow her on Twitter, at Mimi Jones Music. And follow me on Twitter as well, at Eric Cohen, W-A-E-R. That does it for this edition of Jazz Journeys. Don't forget, you can enjoy my afternoon jazz program weekdays on 88.3 FM from noon to 4. And as we close out Jazz Journeys for this week, going to give you a chance to listen to the very first cut from Mimi's latest release, Balance, a song titled Nothing Like You. This is Eric Cohen saying until next time, remember, jazz, only 4 letters, but infinite possibilities. Take care.